you're aware, it was not by any evil, bad person. But what you need to know is that there was a mistake, and fortunately, nobody was hurt. But what we've asked you to do, well, I'll go into the priesthood and the society and talk with them as well. Let them know that what's occurred. There have been some other threats against other individuals in a different ward. And so there's a particular level of precaution that the other ward, the Short Hills ward, has taken. And as part of that, it was a mistake because a safety gun came off a gun and it did discharge inside the opening area right there by the front doors. So that's what's happened. But we'd appreciate, I know you have your freedom to do as you will, appreciate you not spreading that around, because then that could incite the issue that they were trying to protect against. It's by chatter, social media, or otherwise. Does that make sense? Do you have any questions about
it? I don't say anything about it.
You should talk to your mom and dad about it. You can talk to here. That's fine. But we'd rather you not post, hey, a gun went off today at church. That will hit headline news and can even go national. And then we've really created a situation that'd be hard to control. So I'm asking you kindly just to respect that. But yes, if you're nervous especially, or if you have other concerns, please talk to one of your advisors, talk to your parents, talk to me, whatever you'd like. We're not telling you just to ignore it and squelch it. I'm trying to explain what has happened so that you understand what happened and why. I can't explain the whole why, because they were checking the firearm in the moment and it discharged, and they ought not to have done that. It's best not to even bring a gun to a church or anything of that nature. However, in the world we live in, and there are also individual rights to do things, we have to respect that right and also be prepared in case of a time of emergency. Any questions that you have or concerns that you may have?
So the person who had the gun had it for lawful use, you mean concealed carry or whatever?
That's all scarier. Like, they didn't need it.
Yeah, wait,
they could have.
That's kind of scarier if they didn't have an intent to do it in the accident.
No, it is. No, I think you're right. But that's up to an individual. So, to your point, I grew up in a house that didn't have guns. Because my parents believed, as I do personally, individuals have that right to have a gun and bear right to bear arms. But there are a lot of accidents happen with a firearm unintentionally, without proper. These individuals have been trained. So that's why it truly is an accident and definitely unforeseen.
Can you speak to the level of it's been contained and the gun's gone home?
The gun has left the building.
Yes, so that, I think that will help.
Everything has left the building, yeah. And the individual who had it will not bring that particular, will not be bringing it back to church. I've had that direct conversation with
him. So the gun has left the building.
And that gun will never come back. And I don't mean to create more anxiety, but I think you're old enough, you can handle what happened. You obviously heard it, so I would like to talk about it. Do you have any other concerns? I don't know your name, I'm sorry. I think the first girl I had a crush on was named Just saying. Just saying. It's a good name.